Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
I can laugh. I can smile. Hold my head.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Only the Young is a new documentary premiering tonight on PBS's POV series. The film follows Kevin Conway and Garrison Sines. They're teenagers, best friends, and residents of a California desert town filled with foreclosed homes and abandoned pools, and they're always looking for ways to combat their boredom.
Children are the gods of this city.
Yeah, and there's still nothing to do here.
We want to put a half pipe in this place.
Yeah.
So we can skate to somewhere that no one knows about.
We'll have a live band, and generally we'll pretty much do whatever the hell we want out here.
They fill their time skateboarding, changing hairstyles, and serving as ambassadors for their evangelical church. There's also a girl, of course, named Sky, sometimes the object of affection, sometimes rejection, in the alternately histrionic, banal, and aimless life that only the young can live. Jason Tippett and Elizabeth Mims co-directed the film. Elizabeth is with us from KUT in Austin. Hello there.
Thanks for having me.
Well, also with us is Kevin Conway, one of the subjects of the film. And Kevin, thank you for being with us, too.
Hey, no problem.
Elizabeth, I'm curious about how you met Kevin Conway and Garrison Sines, who are the major subjects of the film, and how'd you decide to make it?
So Deuson and I attended CalArts together, and pretty early on in our career, we kind of discovered that we had really similar tastes in films and were in love with any kind of story that involved friendship, really. And so at CalArts, we started making work together. We made a short that is called Thompson that went on to play Sundance and a couple other festivals. And from there, we decided we wanted to try to make something bigger. And Jason grew up in Valencia, where we shot the film, and he was a skateboarder growing up. And so when we decided we were going to make a film, we wanted to make something about teenagers, something that was still close to us, kind of following the, like, write what you know, make a film about what you recently experienced, no matter how painful, you know. So we kind of just went to the skate park in town and ended up meeting Garrison and Kevin. They were searching for someone who had lost keys to a Jaguar, which was really impressive because, like, anyone from my high school would have, like, found it in the parking lot and done something terrible. They were just these really great kids, and immediately you could tell that they had kind of been friends for years and years.
And so, Kevin, I'm wondering about your first impression when you met Elizabeth and Jason. Do you remember that?
They just asked us, hey, can I ask you a few questions? And that's how it all started, just a few questions. And the next thing you know, you want to film some more? And then, hey, you want to meet up the next day? And then all of a sudden, you know, we're hanging out with them every single day.
So, Kevin, I'm wondering, though, did you have any reservations? I mean, you said you were hanging out with them day by day. Do you have any reservations about being in a documentary? And what did your parents think about it?
I didn't mind at all, really. I mean, I'm gonna live my life anyways. The way I looked at it wasn't that there's two people following me around with a camera. I looked at it as that I gained two new friends, and I got to hang out with them every day for 2 years.
Have you continued to stay in touch with them?
Well, with Jason and Liz, they're always out doing stuff. Just got reconnected with Sky. She kind of ventured off for a little bit. I've seen her a few times recently, but she almost stays under the radar.
How about Garrison? Are you guys still pals?
I am actually inside of Garrison's house right now.
Okay. Well, I'm actually glad to hear that. You guys have been friends since you were both 13. You're skateboarding buddies, and together you are, and members of your church travel, we see this in the film, to parks and other towns. You pass out food and, I guess, spread the word. And here's a scene from the film, Only the Young.
You ever heard a parent say, oh, yeah, my son, Billy, he was such a good student, you know, and then he started hanging out with the wrong crowd, and then his grades went down. You ever heard that before? It's not an all too uncommon thing, right? Any of you guys ever been that bad influence?
Yes, sir.
You know, I know I have. I've been both. I've been the bad and the good influence. And if anything that I just talked to you about, you know, if it's kind of, you know, stewing in your brain a little bit, you know, feel free to come and talk to me more in depth about it. Talk to my buddy Rich here, Garrison, Kevin. These guys will all listen to you. Watch these two guys when they skate, they rip.
I wonder, Kevin, if you're still an active part of your church.
I actually am currently not. It's not that I don't like church. I like going to church, but the church I was going to, I started realizing that the friends that I had outside, I saw that the church almost looked down at them.
Hmm.
And instead of helping them, kind of push them away. And I pray every day to God. I just don't think that that was a right environment to be surrounding myself with people that don't share unconditional love.
Hmm. I wonder for you, Elizabeth, as a filmmaker, I mean, these kids, when they're kids, what were you, 16 when the film was, they were 16 when the film was made about?
Yeah, 16 and 17, right?
16 and 17. They're sort of typical teenagers in many ways. They listen to punk rock. They change their hairstyles a lot.
Right.
But I'm wondering, you know, about the added dimension of being typical teens and Christians, active in a church. Was that something that was an added dimension for you as a filmmaker?
Absolutely. I think it proved itself to be, for the kids, kind of just a moral code that they followed, that we kind of get to see their decisions and how they handle things. And I think, you know, all three kids in the movie have a very kind of responsible view of the world, which I was really impressed with, because I can't say I was quite in the same place as a teenager. And I know that, you know, all characters go through their own kind of problems. But like Kevin and Garrison, there was always a sense of not just right and wrong, but they were on a track that seemed to be something that was really positive. And like Sky, who was able to, you know, through everything that she had gone through, try to reflect back in a way that was encouraging. And I think that even though parts of the church they might not agree with now, at the time it served its purpose.
But they're still very much individuals on this track. You mentioned Sky. She's Garrison's girlfriend, pretty much. And together, all three of them, they turn this abandoned house into a kind of hangout spot, and it becomes like a skateboarding prop for them. But here is a scene from the film Only the Young. Garrison and Kevin Conway, our guest, and Sky, who you, Kevin, seem to clearly like as well. And here they notice that you, Kevin, have been cutting yourself.
We used a razor to make deep incisions into my arm.
Come on, dude.
I can't believe you, like, didn't notice this. It's been there for, like, a week. You know that. Everyone thinks I'm a freak.
Not really.
Yeah.
No one thinks you're a freak, Kevin.
This is awkward.
We just love
this
you.
More, this is more awkward than when after I kissed you.
Yeah, that was pretty awkward. And the fact that you said that on camera kind of sticks.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And that's a scene from the film Only the Young. It's making its premiere on POV on July the 15th. Elizabeth Mims, one of the filmmakers, is with us, as is one of the subjects we just heard from. We heard from Garrison and a young man named Kevin Conway, who we're speaking to now. Kevin, I'm wondering, is that hard for you to watch?
Honestly, no, not in the least bit.
Are you still cutting yourself?
No. I'm not really afraid of pain, so a lot of the times, a lot of the cuts on my arm were just because I was testing a knife. I have tried along with not cutting myself. It's working out pretty good.
Mm. Well, I can tell you're not afraid of pain from the way you approach a skateboard, actually. But I wonder if you look back at this film and you think, oh my God, I was so much younger then.
Yeah. Kind of funny how that works. One day you're kind of sitting on a curb, the next day you're kind of like being filmed, the next day you're like, hey, did they just make a movie about me? It's kind of weird.
Well, there's also something of a love triangle in the film that gets revealed there. You let it slip that Sky kissed you. This is Sky, who has not even yet kissed Garrison at this point in the film. And I wonder, for you, Elizabeth, this is the first time they address mm-hmm. you directly as a filmmaker. So I think Sky says something like, well, yeah, that was awkward, you just saying that on film. So mm-hmm. I wonder what you felt like as a witness to this scene.
There's a couple of situations in the film where, you know, as Sky gets more and more upset about her house, and different situations where we had to stop filming, which is what we ended up doing there in that scene, actually, is, you know, with Kevin. Right after that, Sky runs off, and we just decided that, that was going to be it for the day, and we were all going to kind of talk about it. And so it was kind of, I mean, it's upsetting to hear, and then it's great to be able to have, you know, Jason to talk to Kevin and find out what's going on, because I could connect to Sky, and if Jason needed to talk to Kevin, I mean, we were all friends, of course, but it really allowed for there to be, I don't know, a certain form of, like, checking in on someone and making sure that they're okay. And I think that's kind of great. And
but I guess the difference is that you, as filmmakers, are witnessing kids who are under 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you thought, ugh, maybe we should take that out, or they asked you to take out, or you know, that their parents didn't like?
You know, we didn't really have a problem with that at all, because in cutting this film, we ourselves were really careful with how each of them are presented. And there are certain things that we didn't include because of that. But we really wanted to give each of them a fair appearance and make them seem multidimensional. And sometimes that's in seeing, you know, painful moments like Garrison not realizing that Kevin was cutting himself and Kevin wishing that, you know, Garrison had noticed sooner.
Elizabeth, this film is so, there are some shots that are so beautifully stylized. I'm thinking of one of the two of them skateboarding inside of these kind of concrete tubes that is just gorgeous. But there's also this unvarnished depiction of a California town. We see these matching roofs on all the houses in one scene, but then there are these foreclosed homes, these drained pools. And you mentioned Sky getting thrown out of her home,
her
the place where she lives with her papa. Her mother is sort of missing in action and her dad is in prison, gets foreclosed upon. Here's Sky talking about that.
I fought so hard through all of it, through everything. I was so hopeful. I was so happy. I had so much faith that everything was gonna be okay. And I waited so long to have my dad back.
And in this movie, we notice that, you know, it portrays California teen life very differently than, I don't know, MTV or The OC. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth, I'm wondering if you were trying to get an alternative representation of West Coast youth in this kind of, although the movie isn't aimless, their lives, you know, just kind of bubble along.
I think that we definitely wanted to tell a story that was different than what you usually hear from teenagers of this age, or at least one where, you know, it's not about anorexia. It's not about something that's so far removed from our own experience growing up. It's more of trying to tell a story that is about this friendship and this closeness. And I think that we kind of just stumbled upon different kinds of kids. And growing up, I think Jason was very similar to, you know, Garrison and Kevin in a way. And I was similar to Sky with certain situations. So I think that that just kind of presented itself as we went along. And we were really fortunate to be able to capture it.
Kevin, what are you doing these days?
I'm working at a burger joint. I'm the night manager. Working at Tommy's Chili Burgers, which is famous to the L.A. area.
Yeah, we don't put chili on our burgers in this side of the country, I think.
We put chili on everything. A lot of it.
Well, Kevin Conway, I want to thank you for your time today.
Awesome. Thank you.
Kevin Conway, one of the subjects of the film Owning the Young, and Elizabeth Mims, co-director of the film Owning the Young. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, if you can't catch them on the air on POV on July the 15th, you can catch Kevin working at the L.A. staple called Tommy's Hamburgers. And Owning the Young does premiere tonight on PBS. We have a link to local listings at wordofmouthradio.org.